booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
Welcome to the 77 WABC Early News. I'm Deborah Valentine with your news, sports, business, traffic, and weather. Here's everything you need to know.
The top five at five.
U.S. officials make an unexpected visit to Ukraine, vowing support until victory is won over Russia. The Homeland Security Secretary Sunday vowed the Biden administration's new disinformation bureau, announced in the wake of Elon Musk's Twitter takeover, will not police citizens. Retired Admiral James Stavridis told the Cats Roundtable Russia's amazing incompetence in its war in Ukraine has led to a loss of top Russian military officers. Billionaire Warren Buffett and his VP of Berkshire Hathaway rail against Bitcoin during a weekend shareholder meeting. An LGBTQ group is launching an effort to remove the late New York City Mayor Ed Koch's name from the 59th Street Bridge. A surprise visit to Ukraine by U.S. officials. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a delegation of U.S. lawmakers pledged Sunday to support Ukraine until it secures victory over Russia.
Do not be bullied by bullies. If they're making threats, you cannot back down. That's my view of it, that you we're there for the fight, and you cannot fold to a bully.
The visit by U.S. officials comes as Moscow's military advance stalled. Russian officials blame saboteurs for an attack inside of its territory. During a Sunday news conference in Poland, U.S. Representative Adam Schiff, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said U.S. support of Ukraine would not end until victory is won. The Biden administration continues to say it will not send U.S. troops inside of Ukraine. The Biden administration also has said that it will not help defend those fighters sending military from Poland inside of Ukraine. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas insists that the Biden administration's newly formed Disinformation Governance Board will not monitor American citizens. He also told CNN the board will not have operational authority. Here's Jankowicz in an interview video on TikTok, adapting the Mary Poppins classic supercalifragilisticexpialidocious into a song about fake news and disinformation.
When Rudy Giuliani shared that intel from Ukraine, or when TikTok influencers say COVID can cause pain, they're laundering disinfo and we really should take note and not support their lies with our wallet, voice, or vote. Oh!
That's Nina Jankowicz there. Mayorkas repeatedly refused to identify who will be the operators and what the disinformation board will actually do. It was announced days after Elon Musk's reached agreement with Twitter's board to buy the social media platform, promising freedom of speech. A former NATO Supreme Allied Command for Europe, retired Admiral James Stavridis, thinks Russia's amazing incompetence has led to a loss of generals and other top military officers, calling it unprecedented in history. The retired admiral commented on 77 WABC during owner and operator John Catsimatidis' Cats Roundtable.
I think it's worth pointing out that more nations may join NATO as a result of this, notably Sweden and Finland, who are very capable militaries. I commanded their troops in Afghanistan where they were partners in that NATO mission. So Vladimir Putin is creating the expansion of NATO by his unwarranted attack on a neighbor.
In comparison, Admiral Stavridis said in the United States, the U.S. wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, not a single general was lost. He also accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of unleashing war crimes on Ukraine, including the illegal invasion of Ukraine, massacring and raping civilians, as well as destroying cities. Skepticism from Warren Buffett about Bitcoin. The Berkshire Hathaway CEO, one of the world's richest persons, told shareholders Saturday that Bitcoin is not a productive asset and doesn't produce anything tangible. Buffett is not buying Bitcoin.
Whether it goes up or down in the next year or 5 years, 10 years, I don't know. But the one thing I'm pretty sure of is that it doesn't multiply, it doesn't produce anything. It's got a magic to it, and people have attached magics to lots of things.
Both Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway Vice President Charlie Munger have both made hostile comments towards Bitcoin in the past. Most famously, Buffett said Bitcoin is probably rat poison squared. Munger echoed Buffett's opinion during the shareholder meeting. Bitcoin holders are in it for the long term, it seems, hoping the cryptocurrency's value will rise.
We don't know yet the sacrifices all of us will have to make to get this city back on its feet.
A move afoot to remove the late ex-mayor Ed Koch's name from the 59th Street Bridge. A group of prominent woke Democratic politicians, including Squad member Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, want Koch's name off the 59th Street Bridge. Foes are blasting the effort as cancel culture out of control. Spearheading the effort is Jim Owles, LGBTQ Democratic Club, whose leader, Ellen Roscoff, despised Koch for his delayed response to the AIDS crisis. They've sent a questionnaire to politicians seeking endorsement of the name change. Those signing on to the Cancel Koch cause, along with AOC, include State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli, City Public Advocate and Gubernatorial Candidate Jemani Williams, Congressional Representatives Carolyn Maloney, Grace Meng, and Hakeem Jeffries, Manhattan Borough President Mark Levin, and Bronx Borough President Vanessa Gibson.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.